Begin the grand daf, Masechtes Gittin, daf lamed. Begin on the basic, Gittin, Tesmata, begin this Gemara. So, Ikbenai, the difference between them and these two different versions that they say is Ani Kutim, is the paupers of Kutim, which Aimer Reader he says, meaning the Loita Kinder, that according to them, they come with not institute El Becheskes Ani Ha'ir. It's only with the presumption of the paupers of that city. So, and that's what we're saying, that their Homachlekes is regarding, so okay, so who would we consider as the Ani Ha'ir? That would be the difference if you hold Kutim or not. But like a major person, not like the Rashi explained to the Tanakh Kama, according to Tanakh Kama, Gera Raya Sam, he holds that, no, they're not Val Gerim. And B'liyafrish B'shvilam, okay, so you can't serve it because of them. El B'shvilni Yisrael Mafrish. B'chom Akim Shem. Yeah, okay, so it has to be for Yisrael. So wherever they are. So if that's the case, like not so there is no ramification. So okay, so you can't do it for Kutim that are here in this town, so you have to do it in Yisrael. So okay, it's anyways in Yisrael wherever they are. Says to me, no, the Tani Kama holds that it has to be from that city. If you have Yisrael, yes, yeah, not. And you're right, Kutim is not going to work. Not like the way Rashi says that's Yisrael anywhere in the world. Next says Matamin Zigmara Tanya Lina Bryce Rebbe, he says, oh, this halacha of Yershin was specifically Sheyarshu. Meaning, regarding there is, we were saying Mafresh Aleim, then you can separate based on the Yershim's inheritance. If they did not Yarshim, then you cannot separate on them because it says explained by Sevikor means going on the Sefer, meaning the Malay, the Hilvabif Nebias. And regarding, we said that if you borrow them from the court, then they talk later, then you don't have to take permission from the Yarshim. When is that situation? When they Yarshim. But if they didn't, then you wouldn't be able to separate based on them. But regarding the first halakha, the time that we learned, maize, if he died, you have to take permission from the Yarshim. You can't say that's where this qualification of Rebbe was going on because the Koshkin, all the more so. Im lo Yarshim, they didn't Yarshim, for sure, you have to take more permission. Because they're not responsible to be able to father, that they didn't Yarshim any from them. So therefore, this halakha was said specifically regarding qualifying the Sefer, not the Rashim. Like we find that you don't have so much land, like a small piece of land that they kept on collecting from. Now, so instead of Avgav Domahas Malodigmar says over the Mishra, no saying Shubidav Tadi Avon Beis Di Amrlei, but if they would tell him, Hami Chamshin Deme Katina Sulukis Laku, if they tell him that this 50 is the value of the small field and then they can remove him from there, and that you wouldn't be able to collect all of it, yeah, Mahacha Takan Drabani here, it's a Rabbinic Takan, it's like, so to speak, an excuse, as if it's similar to that halacha that you collect and collect and collect, even though really there would be a way out of not allowing him to collect and collect and collect. Next, it's not to begin the Gemara, Heilech Adamov. If he says here, takes the money, Cheshon Shema Aso Bechulu, we're concerned that maybe he had made a Trumas Meiser from somewhere else. Bishop Kern Drash explains, I mean, Lacha Shekib Lamoy is maybe after he received the money. So then, also Trumas Meiser, it's like he. He takes the money and then what it might say, but says Maisa, so it makes Trumas Maisa somewhere else, and now the buyer, the Yisrael, is Karach Mizeh Mizeh. So it says Bakash to read. Now this is difficult to read because the Acha Shemachri, if it's talking about after he sold it, because that's when he gets it, Ichach Lasaisa, how can he make it then Trumas Maisa? Holy Nixon Mashiach, not liking Mashiach, Shabashos Yisrael, it was Nishus of Yisrael, so it's already his. So how could he have made a Trumas Maisa? If you have something that you could say is the Shem also Kaidim. Kabbalah said them. No, maybe Trumas Meiser before he received the money coming. That's what he's saying. Well, Parcha, that's what my ass. Adi Rishia Askin. You think we're dealing with wicked people? Meaning, it's shakli dami. They take money. Umashvili Trumas Meiser appears. In other words, what does that mean? Umashvili kvar Trumas Meiser mikar. He had made it. And now he's selling it. That's a really wicked person who already had made it Trumas Meiser and deceptively selling it to the Yisrael. Next says about the beginning. Gemara Meiser labicha biyadi says, oh, okay, it means your father had Meiser with me and heilach damav, and here's the money. So it's the same, it's a wonder. Am I not going to hash the Helich Damav? Why are we picking over here this element about here's the money for it? Why is that the significant factor in this halacha, if the Trumas Meiser or not? It has nothing to do with the fact that he's saying here's the money. Void moreover, am I chayshin klal? Why are we concerned at all? Shall also of the Trumas Meiser, his father made a Trumas Meiser. Right up to the contrary, chazak al chavish, ain't mighty davish, ain't musik mitachas yadeh. We presume that a person would not produce something that is not fixed, because I mean, like the one says, "Pesukim of Testament Aleph, B'chavash Ameis." When a Talmud Chacham passes away, Benich Megugim Leipes, he leaves a thing full of produce. So he presumed that it already fixed. So why would he make it Trumas Meiser, which would make it not fixed? Because people would fall into the trap thinking that it's kosher ma'aser, how would he do such a thing? Rishon says this is what Gizeh is b'deichi pushing that the ksaver that he held, the mistama, we could presume, of Amalai, that his father told him, imu mesukin oy ein mesukin, if it was fixed or not fixed. Now, v'imlo not l'damav, so therefore, if he's not taking money, it's answering that first question, he's not taking money, so l'mei anafshei, so he's going to pay attention when it's l'tzarech atzmo, when it's for his own self, but mitki is going to remember shamalai over that his father told him. V'imlo mitki, but doesn't remember, chashvim l'mechesk mesukin, we can presume that it's fixed. Ah, because Shnoitel Dama, when he's taking money and it's L'tzarech Achem for others, he's not going to pay attention and to recall. Therefore, that's why it answers both questions: why it had to be Hilech Dama, why he's paying for it, and also why we are concerned in that situation because he's not going to recall, even though his father would tell him. So it wouldn't be a problem of that the father's Mitzvah Davish and Masukim because the father did tell, but just he won't recall when it's for someone else. If you think that an upright person is suspect to take truma from something that wasn't near the other produce that it was taken for, the Tzai says, it's a wonder, because it's not Masechet Bikurim. Bikurim, we learned in the Mishnah in the second paragraph, Trumas Meiser, we said the Trumas Meiser, Shavah LeBikurim, is equal to the Halacha Bikurim, B'Shnei Drachim, in two ways. One is Nitelis Menatar LaTame. You could take separate even from what's tar on what's tamei, and b'shlamin mukav it could be not near. And here we're saying in our Gemara that regarding trumas ma'isa, how could you do it shlamin mukav? But the Mishnah Bikurim says it doesn't have to be near the produce that you're taking it for. And v'amnam Yishami preg based the trumas. Yishami also says chalatera kul lameida umalamedes. In the entire, something learns and teaches. Chutz mitrumas ma'isa. Say what trumas ma'isa. That what? Shemalamedes be'ein lameida. It teaches, but it doesn't learn. Meaning, because the Trumas Ma'aser says, regarding Trumas Ma'aser itself, it says, the Pasuk Memed B'Yitzchaz Mimenu, says from it, which means, Min HaMukar, from that which is near it, like Min HaBetruma Gedayla. And actually, it's teaching only for something else, Truma Gedayla, but Loi B'Trumas Ma'aser. And not B'Trumas Ma'aser means not learning for itself. So you see again, it does not have to be Min HaMukar. Also, in Perga Zav, and the Gemara from Tzitav, from Tzitav, from Tzitav, meaning we say, Yisoh Shomal Ben Levi. If Yisoh tells Levi, Kor Ma'aser Yesh Lecha B'Yadi. There's a Kor Ma'aser that you have by me. So Rishon ben Levi l'asis a trumas ma'aser makamach. He's allowed to make a trumas ma'aser somewhere else. What I mean, v'alach aparach. But here in our Gemara, we ask a trumas ma'aser. We say v'chinach should do. But doesn't the Gemara say clearly that you could make it for where it's by him for you? Rishon says what you can say is the midrabanan rabbinically of trumas ma'aser by mukav. You're right. Trumas ma'aser also needs to be from what's near it. Well, the Kamer Rishon ben Levi. This is the reason that ben Levi is allowed to. Yeah, Hain Rish Abbas Yam Toivim. That Rish Abbas Yam Toivim, the Shah, that's permitted to come in, be sure Abba, like the Gemara tells the Bumpus, I'm telling him, I'm an offer in a pressing situation, then you're allowed to. Then the because it's difficult, but the Perkam Afkid, the Gemara from Tzidah, from Chazim Anav, Tanan, the Mishnah teaches that Hamavkid pairs its Chaver. Some deposits produced by his friend, fill him Avudin, even if they're going to get ruined, Legiman is not supposed to touch. Pasha Menachem Yitzchak, the Gemara explains, the Chashinik is a concern, Shemasa Trumas Meiser, Amokamacha, maybe made a Trumas Meiser somewhere else, and therefore you don't know. It might be us for everyone. It might be Trumas Meiser. You shouldn't touch. So it says, Ramai, but why? I thought then people don't suspect people to take Shlem and Amokav. So Bani Ben Tam, he says, you got Bekodin when it's by a deposit, Chashin and Tfei, then we are more concerned. And Bechashashamu Etes, and even by a small concern, Toilin Hadabal Achmer, we are stringent to be dependent that Shlem Ligabai, that it shouldn't touch it. Because we're concerned, maybe did Shabbos Yom Tov, like we said, the Shachar Shlom HaMukav, that then you're allowed to do Shlom HaMukav, because don't be Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not going to do Shabbos Yom Tov. Shabbos Yom Tov, but in other places, you're right, we're not concerned. It's not common that it should have produce in his house, but he should die to Shabbos, and that it's not enough from Shabbos, if he should have Shabbos Yom Tov, takes Shabbos from somewhere else. So never in general, we're not concerned, but by Pekon, we are Machmel, we are Toil LaHachmel. Now, the Yeshma some explain the Davka Chaveirim, like next to Lichem Shlem Mokim, specifically by Tamach Chacham, he's not suspected to take when it's not near it. The Alcha Ari, Ben Levi, Shinit Lem Meiser, because he was talking about a Levi that was given to Meiser, and we only give to a Tamach Chacham, because he's Bazraya, like the Gemara Bazraya in Chulm Dav Koflam and Mabes. You don't give the Kanamarats. Ah, Allah Mafke, but regarding the deposit in that case, Call all the mafkid, everyone deposits. Ah, Shane became the Alchazmuk of him, did not begin the Alchazmuk of him. So, therefore, there you have to be suspect that he did a Shlem in the Mukav. Then, the Zivin Tamim began to say, Ahi, the Bikurim, that halacha regarding Bikurim, that we said in the Telos, Shlem in the Mukav, you could take it even when it's not near the rest. How could you want to say that that's only biblical? But we're saying, but rabbinically, you have to be min hamakom by trumas ma'isa. Hakatani, but the Mishnah teaches that tzricha shir ketruma, that it needs a shir like truma. The raisel truma gedolei lein l'shir. Now biblically, truma gedolei does not have a shir. If you tell me too much regarding biblical halacha, because the chita achas b'teretz agree, one kernel exempts the whole thing. So if you're going biblical, how could you say it has a shir like truma? Hashem says, what you can say is no dein l'shir l'matir. It doesn't have a minimum of yesh l'shir l'mala, but it has a maximum. Then your chalas is called garnet truma because you cannot make your whole granary truma because they're in rashes. The pasuk says it has to be rashes here in the karm that it should be recognized about those leftovers. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the sentence, that we say, yeah, it doesn't have a minimum, but it has a maximum or maximum, no minimum, meaning that ein l'mashir doesn't necessarily mean both ways. Take truma from when it's not near the rest. Rashi explains. Maybe at that time that it wasn't around, and therefore that would be a problem of shleim and mukav. So this Tosef there, that doesn't seem to be correct because truma gedol and the raisa by mukav. Truma gedol biblical needs to have mukav. Again, if that's the case, even they're both in front of him. What are you saying? Be'en, even if it's not, it's not only not be'en, even if it's be'en, even if it's there, it has to be literally touching. But Trumas Maisa not going to be mukav. Even according to Trumas Maisa, you don't have to have mukav. El medarbanon. So his taste is still nira. It seems that I'm from gizera truma gedayla. It's still gizera because of truma gedayla. But in the mukav afilishtein lafanav, then you have to have mukav even when they're both in front of him. But truma gedayla. We have a chalav namitam. We also learn mukav afilishtein lafanav. So it's not just enough to have in front, as to also be mukav. So not only because not be'en, even when be'en says tastes, it has to be mukav, has to actually be touching. He says, the words, give him the kites, oh, since he didn't set a set amount, okay, then he doesn't know how much it is to separate. So it says, tell me, can say what he told him, but mukav, look, abalaz men gamla. He says, like, abalaz men gamla, dama, that he says, and he tells, but imedetic, you can take with an estimate, from Cain, so, if so, kila kites, so even when there's no set amount, name lechish, you should still be concerned. Maybe the balabais did take it off by estimating. So since today's rishon we could say is no, the ain't a terem umid. You're not going to take off truma as an estimate when it's davish ain't a shaloi, when it's not its own. When it was, which would be the case by the balabais, because ain't a is lahavsi. He doesn't want to cause a loss. Lelekayin can take too much, so then it's a loss for levi. Takes too little, it's a loss for lekayin. So therefore, although you could take mo'imid, but when it's not the person who it's not his own, he's not going to do it mo'imid. And therefore, since it's not a set amount, we don't have to suspect that he took off Truma's mice. Next time, Mata begins to in. Abalaz ben Gamla, which he says, I'm telling you, wait a second. So Nehi, Shalayesh, Lay, Rishos, Litrim, you're right. All Abalaz ben Gamla says that you're allowed to take off. But Shema, Lay, Chashash, Litrim, Mice, Shas, Litrim, Levi. But maybe he didn't take off the mice, the Truma's mice that the Levi's going to be taking off. How could you permit it because of this doubt? Yeah, he's allowed to, because that he did. So if you're something you say, no, the Kibin Shadrach is beyond it, since he has the permission to do it, and the Shadrach's man got a little bit basis, it's in his house for a long period of time. So therefore, mitzvah led Ami, so the mitzvah is on him, because Tamad the Bus is dequin to Gami. So we could presume, since he's allowed to, and therefore he has the mitzvah, that we could presume that then he went ahead and he did fix it.